It's summer and time for my 5:30 wake-up call. Morning light streams over Long Mountain, clips the top of the old apple tree, and bathes my bedroom window in a warm glow. The birds are awake, and so am I. The little Junco leaves her messy nest on top of the back door and demands attention from her two babes. Bluebirds exit chinks in the front porch timber framing to begin their day and mine. A bird I can't identify sits in the black gum tree, singing a two-note song that can't be ignored. Wake up, wake up! Summer sounds engulf me. All day I hear the buzz of carpenter bees. They drill nesting holes in rafters and porches. Sawdust rains on the pages of my book. When I die, my house will be as porous as Swiss cheese. Male hummingbirds tussle for territory around the feeder. They slam chests mid-flight with a loud slap like airborne rollerbladers. George Lucas used the whir of hummingbird wings as the sound for Star Wars lightsabers. Reading on the patio, I'm surrounded by Jedi Knights. If birds and bees dominate my mornings, bats populate my twilight. Every evening I hear their squeaking sounds. They live under the flashing between our metal roof and stone chimney, a perfect bat condo. One by one they shuffle up to the entrance, their guano sweeping ahead of them, and then they launch into dusk like so many miniature planes. Last night a record 37. Even the trees sound different in summer. Here at 3,000 feet near the Blue Ridge Parkway, wind blows in every season, and I've learned the wind's summer sound. Walking in the woods along Chisholm Creek, poplars make a deep, rich, wet sound, so different from their thirsty fall tinkle of drying leaves. Summer sounds can stop your heart. One night when I was daydreaming on the patio at dusk, I heard a heavy, loud heartbeat right behind me. In the time it took to look up, I heard that heartbeat again, and then again. My chest closed with fear, but then opened with joy when I saw a low-flying flock of dark birds head south to north just over my head. In that still summer evening, I'd heard the gift of their wing beats. Yesterday, early morning birdsong woke me from a vivid dream of my father. He's been gone 16 years. Dad was an engineer, plantsman, a boat builder, a pianist. Every evening after work, he played his upright piano. And as he grew older and his hands grew stiffer, he only played Chopin. I will always remember muggy Georgia evenings, sitting on the back stoop, listening to Dad playing Chopin mazurkas over and over. These haunting melodies always remind me of long, humid summer nights, with lightning bugs over the garden and daylight till 9:30. In my dream, the sounds and memories washed over me, and I woke with tears in my eyes, thinking of the summer sounds of Dad.